I've been writing, because my mum and dad does, they're a lot, they sing and stuff as well, you know. Dad's a musician, guitar player and whatnot. Mum's a singer and that. So music's been always around the house, you know. And I've been writing since I was 14, but it wasn't until 2008 I got locked up a few years back, done my first sentence, and I was struggling a bit mentally. Because mum and dad was living in Victoria at that time and I was back in the West doing jail, wasn't able to see the family and that, you know. So I used the music. I used to write journals, you know, diaries of my day-to-day living and how I felt that day and whatnot. And I used to just get it out of my head, put it down on a piece of paper, and so I didn't have to worry about it, you know. And, yeah, over time it's gradually... I've put in poetry together and whatnot, and made put a flow to it, and made it a rap. You know, yeah. This is the finished product of. This is one of my songbooks that I write. There's not much in here. This is mainly the first one. I've been writing because I knew this radio station was Beyond the Bars were coming up. I read it at the start of this year, and I was prepping for it because the last couple of years I've missed out. So it was. I wanted to put a song down, you know, and I just took all these lyrics that I just sang. I took it out of my other journals and put pieces together, and yeah, made it rhyme together, and yeah, Big V's home now, Victoria, you know. For me, myself back home, I haven't really got much in terms of hope. Back home, it's nothing but jail for me. Over here, there's a glimmer. So Victoria is where I'll be staying. Plus, my fiance's family's all on this side of the coast.